Good morning, it's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. A look at the day's weather is coming up in just a few minutes. The U.S. Coast Guard is investigating the sinking of two vessels in the Mobile Ship Channel. Coast Guard Lieutenant Bradley Parker says a 52-foot towing vessel, Delta Amber, and a 26-foot dredging vessel, Nicholas, sunk Monday. Parker says the towing vessel's crew rescued crews from both of the sunken vessels. Coast Guard officials transferred the crews from the towing vessel to the Dog River Marina. Parker says no injuries were reported and details on what led to the vessel's sinking were not immediately available. Officials reported a roughly 50-yard by 1-mile oil sheen after the incident. Parker says crews deployed a boom and crews are crafting a plan to salvage the vessels. The search for a new president of the University of North Alabama is down to three people after one of the finalists removed himself from consideration. Officials say Robin Capehart of West Liberty University has dropped out of the running. That leaves Provost Kenneth Kitts of the University of North Carolina at Pembroke, Chancellor Randall Hanna of the Florida College System, and Chancellor Sandra Jordan of the University of South Carolina, Aiken. The three will be on campus in Florence for interviews starting later this week. The school is seeking a replacement for William Cale following his retirement in March. This week is National Wildlife Refuge Week, and the Bon Secours National Refuge is joining in with free guided hikes. Rangers will take nature lovers around the park today through Saturday. Reservations are required and tours are limited to 12 people. Park Ranger Denise McInturf says Bon Secours is a national park that is invested in recreation and preservation.
Bon Secours means safe harbor, and so appropriate since we provide this sanctuary for native flora and fauna the refuge provides. Our mission for the refuge is to protect native plants and animals and serve as a living laboratory for students and scientists, and then to provide wildlife-oriented public recreation.
More information is at the Bon Secours Wildlife Refuge website. Alabama Public Radio continues its collaboration on the television show about business called Alabama Inc. Tonight, APR News Director Pat Duggins profiles Matthew Dent. He's the president and chief operating officer at the Buffalo Rock Soft Drink Company in Birmingham. But his story begins 20 years prior when he worked as a University of Alabama college intern at Buffalo Rock.
Luckily, Buffalo Rock had an office in Tuscaloosa, and they were willing to take me. I worked for free, and I got my 3 hours class credit. And this January, 2015, will be 20 years since I took that internship.
Find out how Matthew Dent got from here to there. Alabama Inc. airs tonight at 10 p.m. on your local Alabama public television station. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
After a cool start to our Wednesday, temperatures warm up a touch this afternoon back in the low 70s. Look for upper 60s for the Tennessee Valley. More clouds and sunshine as you go north of Interstate 20 today, but statewide for Thursday and Friday. Look for a good spot of sun. Temperatures top out in the 70s on Thursday. We'll be back in the low 80s on Friday for areas near and south of I-20. Overnight lows could start off in the 40s across North Alabama Thursday morning. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb. APR News.